Hey guys, it's me, Vanessa. Yeah, and today we're not in the mood of singing. If you feel like singing, you can just sing that part out. Yeah, and today has been crazy. Okay, let me not say today, but the entire weekend has been crazy. Okay, let's just say Sunday has been crazy, and now it's on a Monday evening. I'm recording this, and I'm just from the gym. I was hoping maybe like I'll just go to the gym and I'll probably feel so much better. And to be honest, I somehow feel better than how I was Monday morning. And yeah, so how was my weekend? My weekend was quite fine. Saturday was okay, although I felt quite low on Saturday. So I texted one of my friends, can we try hiking? Or just let's just do like any activity. But I ended up talking to my mom that Saturday evening, and I felt quite better. And lucky, I know what is triggering all this. This isn't the first time all this has happened, so I know what's behind all this. All of a sudden I'm feeling like life is crazy, or it's not making sense anymore. And yeah. Yeah, so Saturday was okay. It ended up being okay. I thought probably on Sunday I'll do something constructive, like go for hiking or swimming or go to the gym. But well, your sister here decided she's going to take shots, not even one, like a million shots. And this is how it happened. Like, one of my friends had like a whole bottle of Jack Daniels, and I don't know, just something in my mind was like, yeah, let's drink, let's go out, let's go have a good time. And once again, I lied to myself, like, I'll go out for just 2 hours and I'll be back home before 8 or 9. I even called my mom and told her I'll be back home by 8 p.m. Well, that did not happen. At 8 p.m., I was probably just screaming and shouting and dancing, and you know, it didn't occur to me I'm supposed to be home at the time. So yeah. So I found myself at my friend's house, and yeah, we played charades before we slept. And I had a good time, actually. I had a good time. Of course, you have to have a good time when you're drunk and you're high. And yeah, we had a good time. I slept, and waking up in the morning, because I had errands and I had things to do. So I had to be up quite early. But then I felt so shitty. I felt so disappointed in myself. And yeah, I think the main reason why this all happened, most likely it's because, you know, I didn't really I was feeling bad on Saturday, but I did not pay more attention to it. Or maybe, you know, like, it wasn't the perfect weekend to go out for drinking, because, you know, like, the aftermath of drinking, you become more anxious, you become more you have like a mini depression and you know all that crazy feeling. Yeah, so yeah, this weekend was not that weekend, and I really did not listen to my body, or I did not pay attention to my body. I just impulsively, you know, went out and drank the entire night. Yeah, so yeah, this is one of those podcasts I'm just talking, and yeah, I'm just talking about my entire weekend. Ooh, and something else happened during this weekend, and every weekend reminds me how probably my husband is not yet born or is not in Kenya, because what? This man out here, it's the streets are so tough, man. It's so tough out here. I really don't want to be in the streets anymore. Yeah, I have a flu. It's tough out here. It's really, really tough. Tifo tough. But to move on regardless. So I met one of these guys and we were talking, vibing. He was even shouting my name, Jari, come here, like in Kikuyu, as in front of like my friends and everyone. And they were all saying like, I think you guys are gonna get married, like already he's calling you Jerry. Okay, I like it. I don't know how, like low-key I like it when people just call me by my middle name, Jerry. I don't know, for some reason I like it. So yeah, I liked it until we got deep into the conversation, and this one was really, really insecure. He is a really insecure man. He's asking me like, why is that guy looking at you? I mean, it's the first night and you're already asking me, why is that guy looking at me? Can't you see me? I'm pretty. What do you mean? Of course, like some guys will look at me. And that pissed me off. That really pissed me off. So, but I just, like, I don't know, for some reason I didn't pay so much attention to it. And he also asked me like, why are you wearing a wig and a makeup and you look so pretty without it? I'm like, what is this man from whatever streets, or I don't know which world this man is in, because clearly he's not mine. And I shouldn't be having conversation with such a man. Like, oh my god, I couldn't even believe, like, why is he even asking me why I'm wearing a wig and why I have makeup on. Like, I found it, man. So what else did he say to me? Because I'm looking at it, like the entire conversation was so whack. Yeah, and he also kept on saying, you know, I'm not looking for anything serious. I just want friends with benefits. And I'm like, bro, relax. Relax. I've just met you 2 minutes ago. What are you talking about? Actually, all you want is friends with benefit. What do you mean? Yeah, so that was so funny. Why would he even like tell me that? Yeah, already umeshajivukisha boda, you're already like friends with benefit. No, you stay anyway. So apparently he had two phones. He had like one was an Android and the other one was an iPhone. And when the iPhone rang, we had a similar ringtone. So I was like, oh, that's also my ringtone. And he was like, oh, let me see, you have to prove it to me. So I figured out, oh, baby, this is just one of those ways he wants to get my number. I was like, okay. So he took out his Android phone, and then he was like, you know what, if you want your phone to be on my iPhone, you have to work hard for it. I'm like, what a man eating nowadays, because I na huyu mtu ni wa nani? Huyu mwanaume ni wa nani? Because I miskuamini. So I was too stunned to speak. So what happened afterwards, after that, what happened? So he also like kept on insisting, like, why you say again you're 25? No, you look like you're 21. He kept on like telling me how much I'm younger, and I'm telling him, bro, I'm 25. And I was like, no, you have to be 21 or 22, like Max is 23. I'm like, what the hell? Nitashinda nikikwambia I'm 25, like I'm really 25. So I just, you know, I just left him because it was so annoying. Like, I'm trying, you want me to reassure you like a million times, and he's even saying like, give me one of your documents for you to prove like you're really 25. I'm like, oh my god, this man, I don't know why I didn't even leave the conversation from there, like from the very first red flag. I was just entertaining his bullshit. Yeah, and it ended when he really wanted me to go home with me, and I was like, nah. He was like, ati, we can just go home. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm like, what? I'm like, no. Where end at two? You just go. I have my friends. I'll be here for some time. Like, you can just go home. So, and that's how I had like a really crazy conversation. Yeah, but that was actually the first time I've actually talked to a man after, you know, from maybe failed situationships and talking stages. I was like, okay, maybe we can try to dip in our fingers, no, our toes again into this field. But it was terrible. It was so terrible. It was so terrible. Yeah. Kumbe soko ni kuchafu bado. Soko ni kuchafu na iko na matope. Kuna matope kabisa. I wouldn't recommend. I honestly wouldn't recommend. So yeah, so that's how my Sunday was, and me waking up on a Monday morning having one of the shittiest days. But yeah, it's so funny because it was so shitty, but I got so many things done. I did so many things, but it was still shitty. I wasn't feeling myself, and I wasn't feeling like I wasn't like in a good mental space. I was okay, right now it's better because I'm from the gym and I feel a little bit better, and I feel like, yeah, I just feel so much better. But I wasn't myself today morning. Yeah. That's it. That's all I wanted to come to say to this podcast. And this one has to be one of those, like, I'm most vulnerable. And I hope you like this kind of shit because, because yeah, I'm ready to be vulnerable with whoever is down to be vulnerable. And if this is not you, this is babes. Yeah, so that's it, guys. Bye. Have a good one.